June 19th, 2018, the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Call to order was made, Pledge of Allegiance was made, the roll call vote was made, Director Wargo and Director Israel are present. And now we are moving on to reading the accountant's notes for the profit and loss report. So page one of the profit and loss report, line 14, basic facility fees. Year to date is over budget due to a new 5/8 inch service on Main Street, an upgrade to a 3/4 inch meter, and two new 3/4 inch services on Almond Street. The district also receives $10,000 for the basic facilities, distribution, and service connection charges for a 3/4 inch meter. So you'll see current year to date, we're at about $54,000. We only anticipated $33,000. So basically we had additional services installed more than was anticipated. So it's a good thing. Page two of the profit and loss report, line 48, utilities wells. Year to date is at 98% due to higher electricity usage for pumping to facilitate increased water consumption. So basically, we've been pumping a little more because it is warming up.
Right.
At the very bottom of page two of the profit and loss report, line 86, website support. Year to date is over budget due to an unexpected 3-year website domain renewal. The good news is, though, we did call or contact our website support team, and we asked them if we could get a plan that had the same services, but instead of them providing an hour of support each month, maybe bring it down to a half hour, because we don't call in for support that often.
Right.
And they said that was fine. And so our web invoices, as you may have noticed this last check signing, is they are a little bit lower. So there is some savings there. And then on page three of the profit and loss report, line item 122, net income or loss. As of May 31st, the fiscal year to date net income is at $10,497. We had budgeted or anticipated that we would be at a loss of $215,000. So that's a tremendous swing in the positive for us. So it's a very good thing. Next, we'll go to the balance sheet. So page one of the balance sheet, line 8, total checkings and savings, and line 10, our LAIF account. The district's combined cash and LAIF balance is at about $748,000. The district's total liabilities, which would be on the second page of the balance sheet, line item 58, the district's total liabilities are approximately $1.22 million. And then on the same page, line 50, employee deductions. This account tracks this account tracks the union dues, which are deducted from the employee payroll. And these union bills are paid by the district. So basically is withheld from employee paychecks and paid to the district. It's their union dues. Occasionally a balance exists if deductions are recorded that have not yet been paid, or if union dues have been paid that are deducted from a pay period occurring in the following month. So you'll notice it's zero for May, but it's really a timing issue. So it should catch up during the next reporting for the financials. All right, and that is all I have to report at this time. Any questions?
I don't have any. So
no. I have a comment. I thought we were going to add what percentage of the year we were at.
For the profit and loss?
Yeah, profit.
Yeah, it's at. Oh, you're talking about compared to what it should be year to date.
Yeah, so year to date, if we're 60% of the way through the year, can we just throw that
Yeah.
in that percentage?
You know, let me ask her.
She said yes last time.
Yeah, I think she forgot to put it in because I do recall her saying yes. So I'll add that note. Sorry about that. Let's see. All right. Anything else? All right.
Okay. Time is.
There's no public comment.
Nope. 5:09, and we'll adjourn this part of the meeting to check signing.